Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 53 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, we know that it's forbidden to accept Lashon Hara, to believe it to be true, Ki ayidei zeh yivuzeh be'einenu, because the result is that the person will be shamed, will be lowered in our eyes as a result of this derogatory information, whether it is related to social issues, interpersonal, or in their behavior between Hashem and themselves. The pasuk that's invoked, among others, is the pasuk, Lo sisa shema shav. You should not bear false information against somebody, which is interesting, because Lashon Hara is when it's true. Why is the pasuk, Lo sisa shema shav, of falsehood, being invoked over here? And one very powerful approach to this is related to the fact that a judge is not allowed to hear the words of one litigant, shelo bifnei ba'al dino, not in front of the other person. You're not allowed to do that. And the explanation is because when a person presents his case, even if he claims he's only saying the truth, he says it differently than if he was standing in front of the other person, and the other person would have an opportunity to issue a rebuttal on whatever his claims are. His claims may be less forceful, less definitive, more accommodating, more understanding, etc. As the pasuk says, Shamoa ben acheichem, you have to hear between your brothers. They both have to be present in order to achieve the truth. And so, listening about somebody without that somebody present in a constructive way where they can respond and we're looking to work things out, if it's not in that type of setting, it is considered shema shav, falsehood, even though it's true, officially speaking. That's the prohibition if a person is actually accepting the information as fact. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Af al shmias lashon hara levad, even just hearing lashon hara, even without accepting it as fact, kevan shemata oznav lishmoa, once he leans over, so to speak, to listen, he pays attention to it, that itself would be a prohibition. However, there is a significant difference between just listening without accepting it as fact, lachush miboi, just to be concerned, as opposed to accepting it as fact, whatever you've heard from this person who's speaking the Lashon Hara. The difference is that if a person believes that if it is true, it might impact me in a way that I need to protect myself. If what he's saying is true, the person he's speaking about might not be as trustworthy as I thought, and I must be more careful before I take him as a partner. It's relevant. So then a person is allowed to listen, but he has to be careful not to accept it as verified fact because it has not been verified. It's the viewpoint of an individual, even if it's multiple people. It has not been cross-examined by a Beis Din, and you haven't given the person the opportunity to reply regarding what really happened or the mitigating circumstances that might have caused it to happen. Likewise, Yesuvav Tova La'acherim, if by listening you think you could achieve something good. Either you'll be able to approach the person and influence them in a positive way that they who did wrong should do tshuva, or some other benefit for somebody else. Then it would also be acceptable to listen, but of course, not to be mikabel, not to accept it as verified truth. The Chafetz Chaim poses the significant question on this topic, Eich nuchal, how can we know when the person starts speaking, if this is simply vilifying somebody with no good purpose, or if it's constructive? And the Chafetz Chaim quite boldly suggests, Yish'alenu mitechila. You should ask the person as he begins the rant, does this have purpose? Is this going to be constructive? And through that, you would be able to verify if this is going in any sort of constructive direction, even if you won't be mekabalit, but are you allowed to listen at all? I find that once you put such a spin on it, you're in a much better place. You could even say, in your understanding, the following happened. What happened? Almost anticipating that if the person being spoken about would be present, he would actually have a response of some sort, which must be considered. Thank you so much.